Paul is writing from Corinth to Thessalonica. Now, the interesting thing about that is those are probably the two places that were most at home with sort of sexual liberation and all kinds of sexual sin, and essentially endorsed and embraced promiscuity. In fact, Paul is writing to a people that when they thought about sex, they thought about it as a recreational act. Something that they shared with all kinds of people. In fact, it was not uncommon for a person to, a man particularly, and that's who he's focused on in this section, a man to have a wife whom he had relations with, to have somebody on the side whom he had relations with, to have a religious prostitute that he had relations with, and other people. It was seen as sort of a, you have urges and desires, and you are fulfilled by meeting those urges and desires. In other words, sex was about my personal pleasure. And work in this world was mired in materialism, that my happiness will be found in my ability to make my life comfortable. Manual labor was looked down upon. Working with your hands getting dirty was seen as a lower way of living. And so the idea was to have a job where you didn't have to get your hands dirty and made a lot of money and provided comfort for those around you. And the issue of death was full of confusion, for there were all kinds of thoughts about what happened when somebody dies and all kinds of thoughts about the afterlife. And this church, recently birthed church, was confused about certain things to do with death. And did you have to be alive at the time of Christ's return to experience the full pleasure of what it means to be in Christ when He consummates His kingdom? Now, as I talk through that, doesn't that sound amazingly familiar? You could take out the Thessalonica and I could be describing our world today. Let me encourage you to repent of being an evolutionary theologian. There's a lot of people who come to things and they act like, you know, there were really primitive people, but we've outgrown a lot of that stuff, and now we are more advanced and sophisticated, and we know that we can look back on all those primitive people and have... We struggle in the exact same way with the exact same things. You don't outgrow biblical morality.